Today's a special day.
Why is today a special day?
Today is Talk It Out.
Tuesday?
Yeah, it's
Talk It Out.
Tuesday.
Okay, let's talk it out.
All right, let's keep talking it out.
Talking it out!
Talk it out.
Tell me what's on your mind.
You really want to know?
Go ahead. Just let it all out.
Let it all out.
Okay, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today in this second hour of today's show. 10 to noon every weekday, and parents claim they have the right to shape their kids' school curriculum. They don't. That's Outlook Perspective in The Washington Post by Jack Schneider and Jennifer Berkshire. Oh, yeah. It's not just about masks. It's not just about forced vaccines that are probably on the way, that if you want to see something crumble faster than a cookie, then just keep pushing those forced vaccines, those forced shots, the clot shot. Today's poll question brought to you in part by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. Today's poll question is, well, asking you just that. Should parents have a say in what is taught to their children? Public school, private school? Government's even going after the homeschooling curriculum now. What are your thoughts? 923-FM-TALK.com, 991-FM-TALK.com. Yesterday's poll question, do you believe the Clintons are behind criminal activity? Just yes or no. Seems more people involved with the Clintons are dying. 94% of those participating in the poll said yes. Thank you so much for participating. So what do you do, whether you are a parent, a concerned citizen, a guardian, a grandparent, when it comes to shenanigans, ulterior motives, when it comes to working the system, when it comes to providing an education, saying it's one thing when it's really another. CRT, social justice. It all boils down to the same thing. One word. Indoctrination. Straight from Lenin. Control the kids, you control the future. Just takes one generation. Joining us right now on the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, very special guest. And I was so proud to learn about this organization when I went to a recent Nevada Patriot meeting, and I had unfortunately not heard of them before this. And so I guess it's things are meant to be. Things are meant to be. So joining us on the program right now, we have a very special guest, and she is one of the founders and leaders of, and actually she's the communications director for Battleborn Moms for Education. Please welcome to the program, Mindy Lilliequist. Mindy, thank you so much for being here today.
Of course, of course.
So first off, tell us the story behind Battleborn Moms for Education. How did that get started?
Yes, well, I mean, I heard you talk about your first experience at school board meetings, and man, that is not for the faint of heart. And Battleborn Moms for Education was born out of those experiences. Were moms who have been attending or trying to attend or being civically involved in Washoe County School District, it's exhausting. So just like Val White shared a protein bar with you, we were passing around snacks and giggling about, you know, how hot we are standing in the sun, and also realizing that we feel like the messages are not clear, the opportunities are convoluted to share a voice, to to try and navigate the messages coming out of Washoe County School District is nearly a full-time job. So we decided we would just bootstrap it, pull together, and create an organization that is designed to educate and empower our community members and moms and dads and grandparents and guardians just like us. And so we created a 501c4 with our mission to fight for parental rights, exemplary education, and fair representation within the Washoe County School District. We even, just as you mentioned at the top of your show, we even put together a parents' bill of rights that that we hold dear to and feel are reasonable requests of Washoe County School District.
Did you ever think that when you became a mom and from your experience of being a kid and going to school and, you know, what we were brought up, that you would ever have to put together something like a parent's bill of rights for your child in a public education system?
No, not in a million years. Not in a million years did I ever think that I would be sitting in 9-hour school board meetings. Never in a million years did I think I would be trying to become an expert on a sex ed curriculum that leans far too off the, you know, into the nonsense land. Never in a million years did I think me as a mom who has a, you know, ages, I have four kids, ages 7 to 14. I have no time, but I have no choice. I have to get involved and I have to fight for my kids. They've forgotten that our education, it's home-centered and school-supported learning. They've completely forgotten. And my goal for all of us is to be intentional parents. And the only way we can do that is for our organization and what we're trying to do is bridge the gap, the information gap. We want to help moms, dads, everyone that's just strapped for time and energy. We want to give you the information you need to make decisions for your family.
Well, and times have really changed because I remember, you know, back when I was a kid, my parents were encouraged to participate, PTA, you know, school meetings, parent-teacher meetings, which I think they still have. I'm not quite sure. But, you know, now it seems like they're trying to do everything they can to keep parents out of the classrooms, keep them out of the board meetings, even to know what's going on in the classroom itself with what teachers are teaching, with what flags are hanging on the wall, with what they're, you know, what we've seen come out recently in Washoe County schools.
Yeah, I would agree that the hurdles being placed for parents to have to jump over to get into the classroom are unfair. And I believe it's coming from the district level. I have many great friends who are teachers. My own children's elementary teachers are amazing. They're superheroes and they are begging for parent involvement. They have 30 kids. And ever since COVID, I mean, I've got a third grader. There are third graders who don't read, and then my third grader reads at an eighth grade level. How is one teacher supposed to manage that? In years past, they would get parent volunteers in and divide them into reading groups, and they would get the kids reading at a higher level with this group, and then the kids who don't know how to read with this group. Right now, you've got the eighth grade reading levels reading at a rudimentary level because you can only go as fast as the slowest person. And so because of COVID, it's an opportune time to shut families out. I am absolutely adamant that we get parents back in. And even in old times, you still had to get fingerprinted and a complete background check to be able to volunteer in the classroom. Lots of hoops most people don't have time to go through.
So I want to read you this. This is from going to the Washoe County School District, their webpage. And it's a very interesting site to go through because, and I encourage just any warrior out there who's got the time to look through this stuff. Jason Tingle did this not too long ago and was finding all kinds of curriculum that is pretty abhorrent. But this is the very first thing you see. Washoe County School District Board of Trustees is the governing body of the Washoe County School District. As such, the board serves as the steward and guardian of the district's values, vision, mission, and resources. In that first line, first two lines there, there is nothing about parents, parents' values, parents' beliefs. And that's rather disturbing.
It is very disturbing because we, the parents, get to decide the values and belief systems that are important to our family. And then working together, families are the authors of their belief systems, not schools, not districts. And as parents, all we're asking for is help teaching the facts, the figures, the reading, the writing, arithmetic. Trust us to do our jobs. Because we're doing a fine job of it. They're just, the government, the school districts, they're getting in the way. They're making broad assumptions that they have no business making.
Yeah. They're co-parenting, which is not their job.
Yeah.
Correct. Mindy.
I did not sign on to that agreement.
Yeah. I'm going to leave the husbands out of that one, but, you know, just a little side note there. Mindy, stay on the line. Thank you for being on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk today on The Monica Jay Show. I'm going to take a quick break.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here, and very special guest. Mindy is back with us from, she's the communications director for Battle Born Moms for Education. Before we wrap this up, we've got about 6 minutes to speak here, Mindy. Did you catch any of last night's Board of Trustees meeting, and what did you think about it if you did?
Listen in my earbuds while I'm driving my kids to ballet and making dinner. And I stayed up until 1 a.m. to, you know, it was kind of like that car wreck that you just had to slow down and really veer and look at and wait for the end. It's political theater. It's always easier to duck the real issues in favor of the nonsensical and distracting, right? For most of these board meetings, they rarely talk about how they are going to improve Nevada's academic performance. I mean, we have sat in 45th to 50th in the nation for years, and I never really hear them talking about how they're going to address it. Instead, they're going to use resources to spend 9 hours deliberating whether or not Jeff Church was talking, you know, unitedly, or if he was dissenting in his views of the board. And then at the end of it all, they never censored it or censured him. They did censor him, but they never censured him. So it was an exhausting, yet again, another example of how broken the system is right now in Washoe County School District.
So is this an average occurrence for all the meetings that you've seen in the past that really nothing gets done?
Oh, yes. Well, so the meetings are divided up into two portions. The regular board meetings, they have these, they have agendas that they put out 3 days before. And on Battle Born Moms for Education, we kind of throw out some hot points because it's exhausting to go through those agendas. But they have these, the agendas are broken up into two parts. One, where they can take a whole bunch of things, and they're called the consent agenda items, money, $500,000 for this grant and $825,000 for this. And then in one full swoop, they can vote to approve 25 things. It could be millions of dollars. And then they have action items where the public can get up and speak per agenda item. Now, these meetings, I haven't seen a meeting go shorter than 4 hours. And then it just depends on if the public wants to speak at the end. They can just go forever. If you have a hot item like a sex ed topic or a critical race theory, social justice topic, you got to plan, buckle in for 9 hours. I mean, it's just there. It's too much. And here's the issue. Washoe County School District is too big. It's way too big, and it represents so many diverse needs in the community that it's nearly impossible. It's like literally trying to a parallel park an elephant.
So with all the time that you've spent researching and watching this, what's, or in your opinion, or maybe even Battleborn Moms for Education, what do you mm-hmm. see as a solution?
Well, leadership. We need the right leaders. Right now, it's typically a 6-to-1 vote. Jeff Church is a very conservative, consistent voice. It's a public office, right? So mm-hmm. some of these people getting in are very inexperienced. They are literally on the job training. Right now, curiously enough, because we've had so many resignations, and then of course Calvert was not living in her district, 3 of the 7 seats, that's like 43%, are appointed by board members, non-elected at this stage. Beth Smith, Joseph Rodriguez, and soon to be the Calvert seat are all appointed by their colleagues. So
yeah, which the interview process is actually going on right now.
Right. Yep. And so we, as public, we can get up and make public comment all day long about who we feel would represent us best, but the board members get to choose who are their colleagues on that until the next election cycle. So we have, the superintendent is leaving. She is retiring. That's another issue.
You mean the superintendent who was appointed because she wasn't even in the running from the headhunting group that we spent thousands upon thousands of taxpayer dollars to find the best candidate, and yet they just appointed her instead? And now that she's had so much, mm-hmm. now that she's had so much heat on her, she's all of a sudden retiring? Must be nice to retire at that age, Mindy.
I know, I'd sure like to retire. I tell you, I would never disparage anyone that is in a public office in terms of just amounts of time and energy that is required. So kudos to all of them. But I will say it's been ineffective leadership. I'm looking at test scores right now that, mm-hmm. that Superintendent McNeil sent out, and we are down 6 percentage points in our ELA scores. We're down 9 percentage points in our math scores. And they're saying, you know, this isn't okay, but we've got 43% of our students that are scoring average in ELA, and we've got 31% of our students scoring average in math. That is not good enough.
Yeah, they're okay with average or below average. This is a bigger issue, I think, that we can tackle, but it just goes to show how important down ballot voting is, and that is including knowing who is running for the school board.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And so we've got elections coming up. I would encourage anyone and everyone, we're going to have so many seats that need good, reasonable, educated, civically minded people who want to fight for our children and get past the, what Jeff Church would say is hogwash, a bureaucracy, political theater that's happening currently. It's just wasting, it's exhausting, and teachers are trying to teach despite the district. Mm-hmm. That's not fair. They need advocacy from the district.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. We spent so many hours last night trying to place or find blame of who knew what when about Calvert, when the issue should have been, how do we get our money back from Calvert, and how do we make sure this never happens again, like putting together an NRS or, you know, just an mm-hmm. absolute something on common sense that says if somebody changes their address, especially on the Board of Trustees, it is immediately checked to see if they still live in their district. This is just common sense that's being passed over, Mindy.
Oh, gosh. It feels like I'm at a child's baseball game with naughty, drunk parents in the audience trying to coach on the side. These trustees don't know how to play well in the sandbox. And the whole time last night, I thought, you know what? What they need is they need to get together, go paintballing, and then hit up a TGI Fridays and just have a little sesh together. Like, this does not need to use taxpayer dollars and 9 hours of people's time to talk about how to work together as a team. You know, I just.
Or get a mediator. Not, if you can't yeah, stomach yes. playing together, get a mediator. It really is. Yeah, it's sad. Mindy, how can people get involved with Battleborn Moms for Education?
Absolutely. Well, we have a website, BattlebornMe. That's BattlebornME.org. You can click up on the homepage, join us. We send out a bi-monthly email that lists all of our articles. We really are an investigative journalism team. We investigate all the hot issues. We lead with the facts. We are nonpartisan, and we will always, always educate parents in a fast, succinct way so that they can let their voice be heard. They can make public comment or send emails. We are very aware of how sensitive people's time is, and we will not inundate. We will educate. And we also have a donation tab. We certainly are just moms bootstrapping it and trying to represent and fight for everyone's children. So any donation helps our cause as we try to operate and move forward. But a 501c4, we promote issues. We fight for the issues that are most important.
And somebody's got to bring those protein bars to the meetings. So, Mindy Lilliequist, thank you so much for joining me. The phone lines are always open to you when something comes up or you need a little help getting the word out, getting participation. I admire what you're doing, and I have to say thank you because you are changing the face of education for the kids for our future.
Well, thank you. Thank you for what you do as well.
All right. Mindy, thank you so much. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Always open to you. 775. This is where our education system has gotten us. We can't come up with, you know, one phone line for emergency use, for suicides, or some sort of hotline. We have to inconvenience hundreds of thousands of people. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. 775-884-9910. That's the talk and text line.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. Today's question, this is coming from actually the idea from it, because this is not something that is just an issue for us here in Nevada. This is all over the country. Should parents have a say in what is taught to their children? Yes or no? It's that simple. 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Parents claim they have the right to shape their kids' school curriculum. This is coming out of the Washington Post with the tag of "They don't." It's an Outlook perspective. I'll be posting that later on my webpage as well, so you can read that. Very long first school board meeting last night for myself, and unfortunately, I only took two bottles of water. So again, I thank Valerie White for providing me with a protein bar so I could hang in there until 1 o'clock. But, you know, like I said, I guess it's a benefit I don't go to bed until 3 o'clock in the morning, because I was all full of energy to be one of the very last speakers once again for public comment. I decided to speak during all three portions of it. So it was a shock to me to find out that this show was featured in two of their agenda items. So I needed to make my voice heard as well, since they are always censoring Jeff Church's voice. People are asking, well, why doesn't Jeff call in? Well, Jeff's pretty intimidated to call in anymore. And that's how things go. Speaking of somebody who is at the current, remember, yesterday was a special, special board meeting. Bruce Parks is joining us right now. He is at the current meeting this morning. And thank you, Bruce, for walking me to my car last night in the middle of the morning. Actually, I shouldn't say last night, in the middle of this morning, to make sure that I was protected, because there was one very outspoken person there from the left that really kind of made people nervous, especially when One person was removed from the meeting, and this person actually jumped up and was ready to chase them out.
Well, good morning, Monica.
What's going on at the meeting now?
Well, they are interviewing the potential nominees or appointees to the recently vacated seat by Jackie Calvert. All the applicants were there. Well, there was one that was missing, and they were doing the interview process for all of the applicants. I, of course, informed them that the irony that I'm standing there as an applicant for a seat that I had a large hand in making vacant was not lost on me. I didn't make any friends this morning.
You didn't make any friends last night either. You know, but that's the thing. Citizens shouldn't have to do the investigative work to find out that somebody is fraudulently, you know, in a position that they are taking money from taxpayers for 2.5 years. That should be the school district's responsibility. And I find it very offensive that the legal counsel, and I read this directly from, I love these investigation notes that we received. This is an email to Angela Taylor from Neil Rombardo, Esquire. I just received a visit from T. Church. He informed me that Bruce Parks discovered the trustee Calvert is living out of her district. I do not think this is a legal issue for this office. It is an issue for the Secretary of State. I thought you should know, however.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting that you know somebody is fraudulently. When you can just make a quick call to HR and find out if it's true or not, there's a big problem. There's a big disconnect with these people, Bruce.
Oh, I could not agree with you more, Monica. And it gets even more curious when I contacted the president of the school board, Angie Taylor, and I got basically the same response. This is not our issue. This is an issue for the voter registration's office. And it turns out that the best investigator in the entire room last night turned out to be me.
Yeah.
Just Joe Citizen out there, you know, found something a little hinky and tried to get the appropriate authorities to take action on it and was completely, totally shut down.
So
it doesn't make sense to me that they can't govern themselves as a body. It would have been real easy, like you said. Just call HR and find out. The fact of the matter is, they have no interest in policing themselves. They have no interest in pursuing the money that we were defrauded of as taxpayers in Washoe County. Jacqueline Calvert received pay and benefits that she was not entitled to for over 2.5 years. Frankly, I want our money back.
I think I speak with you and for a lot of others. Yeah, we do. Because, well, something's got to pay for this sham or, you know, just garbage report that the investigator that we had to pay for put out. So, Bruce, have they taken action on the National School Boards Association membership yet today?
No, not today. That will be later this afternoon. This morning was all about just interviewing the applicants. However, I expect that they will cave. They will continue to pay dues to the National Association or National School Board Association, you know, the ones that declared us domestic terrorists.
Yeah,
but
just so people
again,
know,
I don't.
People know Missouri terminates National School Boards Association membership, and they are citing the letter to Biden as the reason for doing it. So if Missouri can do it, Nevada can do it as well. But here's the big guess. We probably don't think they are. Bruce, real quickly, what else have you got this morning? Because I've got Roger Edwards on the line who wants to speak about last night as well.
Oh, awesome. Roger's a great guy. Two things. One, The school board also has no interest in going back and reviewing all the decisions and votes that Jackie Calvert illegally made, since she wasn't supposed to be sitting in that chair. They're not going to go back and review any of that unless we force them to. Also, I am very, very sad to announce to your listeners and to you.
Yeah, we announced it this morning.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
No, that's okay.
I was at the school board meeting.
You were at the school board meeting. So, the passing of just an amazing patriot. And Mike Morrissey will be missed. So maybe that's something that we can pay tribute, or the Battleborn Patriots, I know, have a float in the Nevada Day Parade. Maybe a little something can be done for him.
I believe so. The only question that I was asked today as an applicant for that vacant seat came from President Taylor of the school board, and she wanted to know how I saw myself working as a member of their team. I don't think she was pleased with my,
In other words, would you be another Jeff Church? Okay.
Yeah, I basically told her, I said, I have absolutely no interest in working with any of you who do not focus on the mandate of the school board to not turn out graduates that are functionally illiterate.
Yeah.
If you're not interested in doing that, I'm not interested in working with you.
We'll just wait until you're elected, because you're on the ballot. All right, Bruce Parks, thank you so much for joining us from the Washoe County School Board of Trustees meeting today. This show has been turned. I have so many things to talk to you about, but it's pretty much turned into school board. Joining us right now to wrap this up is Roger Edwards, who was also a part of the meeting last night. And Roger, what is your takeaway from the non-action that was taken last night after we were all waiting there for action to be taken? But it's just another waste of time.
And I'm just one more of the thousands in our neighborhood that have had it. I'm going to present at the next meeting, next regular meeting, which will be 2 weeks. I'll come up there and I will give them an opportunity to replace Angie Taylor as president, or I will start a recall initiative against her. I can get 1,000 votes by this afternoon without even trying hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I see 500 people a week, and 1,000 on a big week. And I don't have to tell you or your audience the outrage about how she's been managing the district. It's to disregard our voices about one item is one thing, but to disregard our voices year in and year out over everything is not the same deal. And that's what's been going on. And, it's not just me that's fed up. I mean, I can throw a rock anywhere, any direction, and hit somebody that feels the same way I do. So, it's time. And, I don't know what's going on down there. I think nobody wants it's. I've been volunteering into lots of jobs that nobody wanted, but the importance of this job and this, their whole reason for existence can't be minimized, and it's getting ignored over and over and on by this president, and then to hear her sit there and elaborate on every comment made by every person all night long. I thought I was going to scream. And that, they've even brought in experts to look at their operation and to give them recommendations. This guy named Alsbury from Seattle, he's got a doctorate, 2 or 3 doctorate degrees and a bunch of other stuff. And that's what he does. He goes around checking on the operations of school boards. And he wrote them up like the red-haired stepchild that doesn't even come to school. And they're just now getting around to last night. They said, well, we need to talk about getting on the agenda about quality of education. Duh! That's what I and Bruce and Valerie and all the rest of them have been talking about for years. And mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if we ought to do that or not. Maybe, well, yeah, well, I guess we can get it on the agenda. It's so mismanaged down there. As president of the board, she can say, do the board members have any suggestions for items they would like to see on the next agenda? It's just that easy. And she knows that. I've told her that myself 20 times. And she just doesn't want that. It's that lose control thing.
Yeah.
And we know we're so tired of this liberal nonsense, and that's all we're getting more of. And she needs to either step down and just be a regular voting member, or she needs to be completely recalled. So
well,
I'm going to start.
I like the latter. I like the latter part on that one. So.
Well, no, I want her to be the five to one, the six to one. I want her to be the one. So I know I want her to stay there, but if she's not going to, she's got nothing to offer the district in the way of a quality experience. You know,
well,
I've been carried on because I'm an old guy and I've been through a lot of stuff. I've been carried on in lots of different areas and groups for my historical, reference. And I don't even want her as a historical reference for the school board because everything she's touched has gone upside down. So
yeah.
She needs to step down or go away. And I'm going to work on that from now on.
All right. Roger, thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you for the participation in the board meeting last night. It's you are a treasure to this community, I tell you. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Close to running out of time here. Just got less than 2 minutes left of the show, so I'm just going to run through some quick headlines here. 2 days after asking Biden to target parents as domestic terrorists, Biden appoints National School Boards Association President Viola Garcia to the federal board overseeing student progress. Imagine that. In some circles, that's what we call payoffs. Kind of like how, you know, FDA people who ran around and sideswiped everybody and kind of misinformed them that did the switcheroo there on the vaccines, you know, how they got appointed to Pfizer boards. Imagine that. Let's see. Xi Jinping is refusing to meet with Joe Biden. Boy, there's an interesting story for you there. It looks as though Missouri and Ohio have now decided to opt out of renewing their dues for the National School Boards Association, which is actually on the agenda today for Washoe County School District, 2.09. So it'll be a little bit later this afternoon. You know, this just goes to show you just it's all about the money. You just keep paying these people. It's just sick. Just sick. We will be talking more about the Nevada Day Parade tomorrow, and I'm going to be in the parade, but I'm going to have my own float, my own little thing there, running for Nevada State Senate. And 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk will also be in the parade. Love you.